The humble chicken, that bowling ball with a bad case of feathers, has returned to America's backyard. I'm Sean Hurley with this Edible Minute. Pam Miller in Campton says the urge for chickens is connected to a deeper cultural movement.
We've tried to take care of our energy use, you know, our solar panels and our hybrid cars. So the next big thing is the food.
At the Miller's house, it's 10-year-old Ellie's job to collect the eggs every morning.
We'll sell a few to like our neighbors, but we mostly give them away.
Do you like the fresh eggs better than the store eggs?
Yeah, I think they're a lot better.
Folks not as green-minded as the Millers have also become aspiring chicken farmers. Last year, the Dover Agway saw a dramatic increase in the sale of chicks. The Cooperative Extension Service says its classes on homesteading poultry are fuller than ever. Of course, you have to be careful. Some towns are a little chicken of chickens, and you might want to check with the local town hall before building your hen house. With this Edible Minute, I'm Sean Hurley.